Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local now on Thursday. You know what that means. It's time for Wayne Allen Root. You read him in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. You see him on Newsmax TV every afternoon at 5. You hear him on this radio station beginning at 3, and he joins us. Good morning, Wayne. How you been?
Hey, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing just great. At least we're not going through that cold weather snap back in the Midwest. Wow.
Well, you know, it's funny because I was on the phone with my buddies from Chicago. I thought it was going to be better today, by the way. And I looked at Chicago weather an hour ago. It was negative 16 degrees. That's without wind chill. With wind chill, negative 36.
Whoa.
So I called my buddies yesterday when the wind chill early in the morning was negative 54. And I said, do you realize it's going to be a high of 64 in Vegas today? You had 64 and negative 54. It's over 100 degrees difference, actually over 110.
Yeah.
It's just the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
Do you agree with Matt Bevin, the governor of Kentucky, who's taken a lot of flack in the last 24 to 48 hours? He made a statement where he said America's going soft. We're canceling schools, not just once, but twice, three times in the same week. And businesses are closing, and that essentially America's gone soft. You agree with that?
Yeah, I don't know about that one. Listen, I don't think I'd want to send my kids to school in negative 54 degrees, so I kind of disagree with him on that one. I like Matt Bevin's. I'm sure we agree on 99% of all political issues, but to be honest with you, I don't think anyone belongs on the road. Planes aren't taking off the way they usually take off. Cars can seize. If you're stuck inside the road, you could freeze to death. I don't know if kids belong in school. They could die on the way to school if there's an accident and they freeze out there. You know, a kid at the University of Iowa yesterday, pre-med, nice kid. Everything I read about him looks like a wonderful kid. Was not drunk, no alcohol in his blood. Somehow he got stuck outside of his dorm room and he died last night.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know, this is nothing to fool around with. For once, Wayne Root is on the side of the liberals.
Close those schools down.
When it's 50 degrees below zero, I don't want my kids going to school. So, you know, you're talking about 2 or 3 days a year. I don't think it's a big deal. They'll make it up at the end of the year.
Nancy Pelosi talking about the conference committee that's underway right now in our nation's capital. They've got till February 15th to craft a deal that will avoid another government shutdown. But Nancy Pelosi and other Democrats are saying there will be no deal if there is a border wall in the legislation. Are we headed to another government shutdown?
I don't think so. I don't think Trump would shut the government down again. I think what will happen is either there's going to be a deal, and believe me when I tell you, I think if it's a deal, it's going to be a bad deal for us. So I really don't want a deal, because any deal that Nancy Pelosi would agree to is just going to be so small. You know, maybe instead of $5.7 billion, Trump will get $3 billion, and he'll have to give up something major like DACA in return for it, and we don't get any of the other stuff I wanted, which is the end to birthright citizenship, the end to the visa lottery, the end to letting anybody in the country, because they happen to be, you know, 50 of them are your cousin Juan and your cousin Vito. The reality is you should get into our country because you're skilled and you're talented and there's a need for you, not because one person got lucky and got in and they can, you know, with chain migration, can bring in 50 or 100 of their relatives. We should be getting rid of all of that stuff, and instead, the negotiations are never in our favor. They're always lousy. We're going to give a bunch away, get nothing in return, and get $3 billion on the wall instead of 5.7. I always thought 5.7 was a pitiful ask by President Trump, who, you know, who thinks he's the art of the deal and the greatest negotiator in the world. I don't get it. Wayne Root would have been asking for the entire $25 billion, not $5 billion. So any deal we get will be a lousy deal, so I hope we don't get a deal. What I want is, let the government employees keep working. Do not do any more government shutdowns, and just use the national security emergency at the border and declare it and go get the money from the budget. I wrote my column for Sunday's RJ, Sunday's Las Vegas Review Journal, and it's the title is Here's How to Make Mexico Pay for the Wall. Because a lot of people, you know, keep saying, all the liberals especially, are, you know, oh, well, even if Trump gets the money for the wall, he said Mexico would pay for it, but he's making Americans pay for it. He's a liar. So I think it's not only important that he declares a national security emergency, goes over Congress's head, no more government shutdowns, just go get the money from the budget. It's also important that he doesn't make America pay for it. So I gave a whole variety of ways that you could make Mexico and other foreign countries pay for the wall.
Let me just ask you, because I was looking up some numbers the other day, and since October 1 of last year, the Border Patrol has spent 20,000 man hours since October driving asylum seekers to and from hospitals. That's 20,000 man hours we could have patrolling our border and keeping our country safe. Instead, they're acting as chauffeurs. Is it possible that what we ought to be asking for is not a Homeland Security emergency, but actually a medical emergency because we've got all this disease along our southern border?
Well, look, you saw my column, I'm sure, last week about Democrats in border crisis denial. It's all kinds of emergencies. It's a rape emergency. It's a humanitarian emergency because if kids are dying, they're not dying because of anything ICE did to them or America did to them. They're dying because their parents made reckless choices to bring them up the border, and if there was a wall, then it never would have happened. They couldn't make it up the border. So there's a humanitarian crisis, a rape crisis, a gangbanger crisis, you know, a murder crisis, an MS-13 crisis, and as you say, a medical emergency crisis, not only because so many illegals are sick and when we're squiring them around, chauffeuring them around, but also because they're bringing disease to the United States of America. Think about this new polio-like illness that affects children. They go to bed with a fever and a sore throat, and they wake up paralyzed from the neck down. Can you imagine if that happened to your kid and we're not supposed to blame anybody? Where do you think it's coming from? Where are lice coming from? Where's TB coming from? It's coming from the border. Who said it? Not Wayne Root, not American medical authorities, Tijuana medical authorities. They said these people are filled with disease. They don't want them in Tijuana, Mexico. The whole thing is ridiculous. So it's time to build the wall, and it's very clear to me. I'm going to say it. I don't remember if I said it last Thursday, but I'll sure say it now. When Harry Reid made the comments, you know, the outrageous statements that Mitt Romney cheated on his taxes and never paid taxes, it was all a lie. It was all made up. But for some reason, the speaker of at that time, the U.S., I don't know if he was a majority leader or a minority leader, but one of the most important men in America, thought it was okay to make outrageous accusations or ask outrageous questions. And nobody cared when a Democrat does it. So I used that opportunity to ask all kinds of questions at the time about Obama at Columbia University, right? Because I went there with him. He was my classmate. We graduated on the same day. I never saw him, never heard of him, never met him. Democrats call you a birther for asking a question, when in reality, I was doing the same thing as Harry Reid. I have every right to ask questions or to make statements that, you know, and say, I don't know if it's true, but I think it's true. That's what Harry did. Well, now Nancy Pelosi opened the door for me. Nancy Pelosi said last weekend, Trump is a foreign agent for Russia, and he's on Putin's payroll. That's the Speaker of the House said that. So she opened the door for me. I'm telling you, I believe that Nancy Pelosi is on the drug cartel's payroll. I believe the Mexican drug cartels are paying off the Democratic Party. Now, I don't know if it's as the person testified at the El Chapo trial. One of his executives said he paid $100 million to the president of Mexico to look the other way. I don't know if that's what they're doing with Nancy Pelosi and with Chuck Schumer. It could just be campaign contributions. Maybe there's not a Swiss or a Cayman bank account, and it's that dirty that they're handing them $100 million. But I do believe that the Mexican drug cartels and the Mexican mafia are bringing across the border hundreds of millions of dollars that they hand out, dole out to Democratic candidates. That's why in the state of Nevada, our Republican candidates were so broke last election, it was pitiful. Because the average person doesn't have $100 to give them, let alone $1,000 or $1 million. People are in tough trouble, man. Even in an improving economy, things still haven't recovered from Obama's miserable 8 years. No one's got money. How come the Democrats were flush with cash? I mean, they had more money than they knew what to do with. Every Democratic candidate in Nevada outspent every Republican candidate. And if you watch the TV, the ads were like 10 to 1 against Danny Tarkanian, against Adam Laxalt, against Dean Heller. Democrats are just awash in a sea of money. You don't think maybe some of it's coming from Mexican drug cartels, and now they're beholden? They only ask one thing in return. Don't build the wall.
There you go. There you go. Final 2 minutes, and I got to ask you about this. It seems as if liberal Democrats, pro-choice pro-abortion Democrats are taking a new tack. They're not going to try and defend Roe v. Wade because they know that they may not have the votes in the Supreme Court. But now they're going to state legislators and buying influence there and essentially getting states, New York, Virginia, all these different states that are trying to get new legislation to make late-term abortions legal. Is that the new strategy?
It's the new strategy, and it's sickening. Look, I'm going to write a column soon in the RJ about this, or maybe, you know, I also write columns nationwide for Creator Syndicate, and maybe one of their columns. But this, you know, this guy, Wayne Root, has come a long way on the issue of abortion because I just never cared. It just never mattered to me one way or the other. You know, I've never been involved with an abortion in my life. I've never paid for an abortion in my life. I've never witnessed an abortion in my life. You know, what affects my life every day is economic issues, taxes, regulations, Obamacare. So those are the things I've spent my life talking about, and I've stayed completely away from abortion. I've actually been kind of liberal to moderate on that topic because it's between women and God and their doctor, and I've always gone along with that, although I've always said you cannot allow third trimester abortions, and you can't let taxpayers pay for abortions. That's not right. Some people have religious objections, and you should not use their money. So I think those are very important things that I've always stuck with. But other than that, I've never got involved. I wanted limits, but not severe limits. I've changed my mind. Now that I've seen how disgusting and disgraceful Democrats are, like Governor Ralph Northam of Virginia yesterday, the single most disgusting statement in the history of politics, he basically said, hey, listen, once the baby's born, we'll put him in a warm, comfortable environment. We'll keep him warm. We'll bathe him with light. We'll hold him and treat him nicely. And then we'll ask the mother, do you want to kill him? Guys, that's what he said. I'm not making this up. That's what the liberal Democratic governor of Virginia said. And Wayne Root is now so shocked, I'm going to become an anti-abortion crusader. I'm done with it. I think abortion's a disgusting, illegal, should be illegal, murderous act of little children. And now that you've taken it to the extreme that you can abort a baby to the last second or even after it's born alive, you make the decision whether they kill it or not. Democrats have lost their way. They've lost their minds. They're so radical, they actually think that's not a big deal. When you set off Wayne Root on abortion, when it's an issue I never cared about in my entire life, And it's now become important to me, because now as I get older, I see the sanctity of life. I see a beautiful baby sitting here, and Democrats want to kill it as it comes out of the mother's womb. These people are disgusting, disgraceful, and they have no shame. It's time for all of us to fight back and fight back hard. And I am coming out as pro-life, and I'm not going to allow this anymore. And you know what? You've made a big mistake, because now we need to overturn Roe versus Wade, because this is disgusting, and I won't accept it anymore.
Wayne, if folks want to know more about where you are, where they can find you, where do they go?
They go to RootForAmerica.com, and they also go to this station, 790 AM, every day, 3 to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday, and weekends, too, by the way, with the Wayne Allyn Root Show. We're now the Wayne Allyn Root Show, or they go to Newsmax TV every night at 5 o'clock, and if you don't have Dish or DirecTV, just go to NewsmaxTV.com. I never knew that till recently. If you go to NewsmaxTV.com and you click on Watch Live Now, you watch my show every single night. You don't need DirecTV. You don't need cable. You don't need anything. Just go to NewsmaxTV.com at 5 o'clock, and I'm on national TV.
I love it. Hey, we'll talk to you again. You have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again next week.
God bless.
That's Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, joining us live and local now.
My fellow men, it's time to reclaim your love life. Take a stand against ED. No needles, no side effects, no surgery, and no pills. If you've been affected by ED, there is a better way. Call the doctors at Peak Health. Put the spontaneity back in your love life. Call Peak Health today. 702-625-4334. 702-625-4334. That's 702-625-4334 or peakhealthlife.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. Have you been wanting to start a business but just can't seem to find the time to go through the mountains of paperwork the government requires? Are you just overwhelmed by the bureaucracy and the burdensome regulations? Well, fear no more, because the Taylor Consulting Group is your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Whether it's starting a restaurant, a tavern, or a cafe, our knowledgeable staff will guide you through the licensing process. We specialize in gaming licenses, liquor licenses, and land use consulting. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
Hi, I'm Daniel Hontru, Senior Policy Analyst for Nevada Policy. When the Nevada legislature is in session, there are a lot of special interests trying to tell lawmakers how to spend your tax dollars. Lobbyists, labor unions, cronies from all industries, they're all in Carson City trying to get a piece of your hard-earned money. So, who's speaking on behalf of you, on behalf of taxpayers? That's why this year, Nevada Policy is on the ground in Carson City. I'm here, in the legislature, making sure that real Nevadans, taxpayers, parents, and business owners have a voice this session. It's more important than ever that we take an active role this year. That's why Nevada Policy is getting more involved and making it easier for you to get involved as well. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to track the bills we're watching and to stay up to date about how lawmakers are trying to spend your money. Be sure to visit Nevada Policy's online legislative tracker to follow the issues that matter the most at NevadaPolicy.org. That's NevadaPolicy.org, because someone has to speak for taxpayers this session.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
And local now in great communities like Battle Mountain and Ely, Carson City, Amargosa Valley, Hawthorne, and of course across the Coachella Valley as well. Pahrump, we're on cable there. We are everywhere. This radio program has become the radio program of record for all of the state of Nevada and in the Coachella Valley as well. Yeah, we make it easy for you. In places like Indian Wells and Palm Springs. Indian Wells, by the way, everything's always perfect in Indian Wells. Did you ever notice that? No, it's true. Or at least that's what I've been told. Okay. Howard Schultz has been everywhere. It seems like he's on every cable news channel now. Over the last 24 hours, it's like he's got a major push. Last week, it was Kamala Harris. She was everywhere. But the big question that has to be asked of Howard Schultz, and I'm glad Anderson Cooper essentially asked him, this is Grubby Cut 9, by the way, of what makes him the man to take down the president of the United States. This is Cut 9, Howard Schultz, last night with Anderson Cooper on CNN.
What I'm saying is, and the American people agree with me, is that our politics and our government is broken.
I mean, your argument for your independent run is kind of predicated on the notion that you're the only one kind of making the argument that you're making. And in between Donald Trump and a left-leaning Democrat, if there's Michael Bloomberg or Joe Biden, doesn't that weaken your argument?
Well, no. I think this is about what the American people believe and what the American people are going to decide. Your first question is that you asked me is, how am I going to make this decision? The American people are going to make this decision. And I have come to the conclusion that the American people are disgusted and exhausted with the partisanship and the politics that exist every single day that doesn't produce any kind of solution.
Howard Schultz is going to have a tough time selling me and a tough time selling the nation. There are people out there that say a pox on both your houses, that the Democrats are just as bad as the Republicans, and the Republicans are just as bad as the Democrats. But I also think the answer is not a centrist, independent campaign. It's been proven it doesn't work. Ross Perot got 19% of the vote. That's all. And many believe that's the reason that a Democrat won the seat. This hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Stick around. More to do. We are far from done, ladies and gentlemen. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. You want to follow me on Twitter? I love that, by the way, when you follow me on Twitter. At Kevin Wall Radio. I'm Kevin Wall, the program, live and local, now.
90 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
is live and local now. Don't forget, TikTok, friendly reminder, Valentine's Day just around the corner. Trust me, you do not want to forget Valentine's Day under pain of almost certain death. Do not forget Valentine's Day. Why don't you celebrate at Ichabod's? Thursday, February 14th, beginning at 3 p.m., you and your main squeeze can choose from veal marsala, walleye, surf and turf, lamb chops, and my personal favorite, succulent prime rib. Ichabod's, make your reservations right now. Call right now. Vintage Vegas Dining and Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Make sure you get your reservations. And don't wait. Do it now. Okay, let's get to your phone calls. You want to join us, you can. 844-2-Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Carl. Clinical Carl, you're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hi, Kevin. You still my BFAM?
Oh, yeah. BFAM? Oh, yeah, but of course.
Brother from another mother? Okay.
There you go.
Good. Yeah, there you go. Listen, two quick points. First, you had Mr. Rudon. And this, how you let this dribble go, that Pelosi is probably, I'm not sure, but she's probably on the payroll of Mexican drug cartels. She's a billionaire. I mean, I'm sure she's taking drug money. I mean, how do you let this dribble go? I mean, this is ridiculous.
But if you notice, he drew the comparison to Harry Reid on the floor of the United States Senate, saying Mitt Romney, somebody told me that he hasn't paid federal income taxes in 10 years. And then when he was caught with a lie, he said, well, we defeated him. Kind of like the end justifies the means. That was the point he was making. I'm not sure he was trying to make a serious point.
Well, I've heard him say it a few times. It does. I don't know. It looks like to me, though, maybe she's on the payroll of drug cartels, which is absolutely ridiculous. And my last point is, you talked about Sarah Huckabee saying that God probably put Trump into office, and then you said, "Well, then if he did, Clinton and Obama—they're liars. Why would he put?" Well, let's look at it this way: do you think God maybe loves liars? Look who's in office now. He lies with the best of them.
Well, but that's the point that she was trying to make, it was God's will to elect. And I don't think God. I don't think I could be wrong, but I don't think God cares because God also gave us Jimmy Carter. You know, God gave us Bill Clinton. God gave us Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, I'm just saying. Do you think God is rooting for one political party over another? No. Come on, be honest. To those of you that go to church and you spend every Sunday in a church of some denomination, do you think God really cares who's in office, who wins an election? I mean, is what happened on November, in November of 2016, was that divine intervention? I would, because nobody, none of the polls showed that Trump was going to win. I mean, for all we knew, the glass ceiling was going to come down. And Hillary was going to be the 45th president of the United States. Didn't work out that way. You tell me. Does God really care? And that's why it's one of the more silly things that I think... really and truly. I mean, the statement... Let's go back to the statement real quick. This is Sarah Sanders. This is Cut 6. And this is what she said to CBN, the Christian Broadcasting Network. Here it is.
From a spiritual perspective, for such a time as this, Donald Trump, of all people, to be, as you said earlier in the interview, the most conservative president, I mean, does it kind of, in a way, blow your mind that, you know, someone like Donald Trump, who is sitting in the Oval Office, I mean, I know you can list the accomplishments, but at the same time, just from a spiritual perspective, there are a lot of Christians that believe for such a time as this.
I think God calls all of us to fill different roles at different times, and I think that he wanted Donald Trump to become president, and that's why he's there. And I think he has done a tremendous job in supporting a lot of the things that people of faith really care about.
Let me take it a step further. And it just shows you how bizarre the statement was. And I love Sarah Sanders. I think she's been a good representative of the president. And she was smart enough to say maybe we shouldn't do daily press briefings at the White House. I love that stuff. But let's take it a step further. Would God, if God really cared and tried to influence elections, of course, then Robert Mueller would have to extend, you know, his investigation to include the Russians and God. But think about this a minute. If God really cared, he would defeat every pro-choice candidate out there. If God really cared, you'd end up with a whole legislature full of pro-life folks. But that's not what we have, is it? We're going to talk about that, by the way, top of the hour with Melissa Clement. Nevada Right to Life, and all of these bills that are out there. Maybe there are BDRs, bill draft documents for pro-abortion here in the state of Nevada. I pray that's not the case, but I'll bet you Melissa will know what's going on. Let's go to Jerry. Jerry's in Pahrump. Jerry, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about your mentioning you believe that Americans are getting weaker.
Softer, yeah.
Softer, okay. A couple of things just wanted to point out. You know, the following generations from mine, they fought the battles post 9/11. They're the generations that grew up with school shootings as a norm. Much more involved in things like mixed martial arts than our generation was. But the main thing that I'd like to say is it's strictly a perceptual thing. Every generation bemoans the following generation. I am of a generation where it was drilled into me when I was growing up with that hair makes you look like a girl, and that's not music, it's just noise. If these were facts that every generation gets weaker, nothing positive would have ever happened in the history of the world. You know, protecting our children from bad weather is a good thing. Now, if you factor in that they might get more days off during the school year than we did, but our summers were twice as long as theirs. It is strictly a perceptual thing. There is no reality.
What?
To just because we go ahead.
Well, no, I was just going to say, what do you say to Governor Bevin of Kentucky when he says his kids had the day off yesterday and that they essentially played outside in the snow?
That, I'm not doubting that one little bit. I don't think that that's necessarily a bad thing. Finland has the best schools in the world, and their kids go to school half as much as ours. So maybe necessarily forcing someone to do indoctrinating them, however you want to look at it. My dad told me growing up that school is really only about a couple of things. Getting you used to the fact that you're going to have to get up and go do something you don't want to do 5 days a week, interpersonal relationship skills, enough math to do your checkbook, and how to read and use a library. The rest is indoctrination. That's all it is. So, you know, is it really not, is it a bad thing that they got to go out and play in the snow when in the long run, we are actually protecting them? It is a fantasy of perceptual nature that Americans are getting weaker. It's just not true. I coached youth sports for years, and I'm here to tell you that there will always be the same percentages in every generation that are slackers and the same percentages in every generation that are doers, and there's no weakening at all, period.
Jerry, I will take that as gospel. Thank you, man. So Jerry disagrees with me. I'm just telling you, I think there's been a, I mean, some have called it the feminization of America, and that we've been kind of that maybe a greater female presence in our society has made us softer. I don't know. What do you think? Call me, and let me know. Again, this is the second and, in some cases, the third day off for schools in the Midwest. And now county offices, city offices, state offices, they're all closed. You want to try and do business in Chicago today? Forget about it. You want to try and do business in Milwaukee? By the way, you don't call it Milwaukee. It's Milwaukee. You might as well forget about it. Forget about it. It's not happening today. People are sitting home, getting paid. Is this like a government shutdown? Wow. We're going to take a quick break. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. In fact, I've got a couple of lines open right now. 844, the number 2 Nevada, where we're trying to figure out if America's gone soft. I happen to think it has. I happen to think there is a feminization out there that is, making our kids into snowflakes. The term snowflake has nothing to do with the weather, by the way. I'm talking about the snowflake definition, where our kids need service dogs, you know. When they go to class after a public election, yeah. I'm sorry, but it didn't happen in my era. It didn't happen 15 years ago. It probably didn't happen 10 years ago. But now I've got friends here in Vegas. They work in the service industry, but they've got service dogs, little Yorkies. And if it gives you comfort, well, then more power to you. But it's just something you didn't see. We'll get to your calls on the other side. Is that fair? Jay and all the rest of you, we'll get to your calls coming up. Here's the number. I've only got one line open. You want to seize it now, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
My fellow men, it's time to reclaim your love life. Take a stand against ED. No needles, no side effects, no surgery, and no pills. If you've been affected by ED, there is a better way. Call the doctors at Peak Health. Put the spontaneity back in your love life. Call Peak Health today. 702-625-4334. 702-625-43. That's 702-625-43. PeakHealthLife.com.
Keeps getting better and better at rhythm. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The fun begins every afternoon, 4 till 6:30, with the best happy hour in the Vegas Valley. Mondays are extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Enjoy happy hour all night long. And on Mondays, you get 50% off every bottle of wine under $100. Every day, Rhythm Kitchen features New Orleans-style seafood specialties, crawfish etouffee, beignets, jambalaya. Like I said, it just keeps getting better and better. Rhythm Kitchen also features a banquet facility. So book your corporate events, birthday, anniversary, holiday parties, or any other celebration. Call Chris at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. Open every day at 4, serving prime steaks and seafood. Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale, at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
My fellow men, it's time to reclaim your love life. Take a stand against ED. No needles, no side effects, no surgery, and no pills. If you've been affected by ED, there is a better way. Call the doctors at Peak Health. Put the spontaneity back in your love life. Call Peak Health today. 702-625-4334. 702-625-4334. That's 702-625-4334 or peakhealthlife.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Live and local now. Good to have you with us. Is America going soft? Remember after the presidential election? Students were told you don't have to take that that test, that finals test, or that midterm. You don't have to take it because we know that you're absolutely distraught at the thought of Donald J. Trump as the president of the United States. You need safe zones. You need service dogs. Don't be strong. Now, you tell me, is America going soft? Matt Bevin got in a lot of trouble for saying that. Maybe I'll get in trouble for saying that, but I believe that. I think all you have to do is look at our young people and how distraught they were after a simple thing like an election. And you tell me, are we going soft? Let's go to Mary. Mary is listening in Palm Springs in the Coachella Valley. Mary, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. I've had a few more than 70 years around, and what I do see very characteristic of this particular group of younger people is their utilization of media. And I see a lot of time spent on Facebook or other games that could be used for exercise and more aggressive activity. And I don't mean aggressive as in harmful. I mean in active
physical activity.
Participation.
Physical activity.
Yes.
As opposed
Thank
to mental.
You. So I... so out of balance because I see the children being handed tablets instead of, oh, let's go out and play. And that has a lot to do with their perception of what's acceptable. Is it okay for me just to sit here and go through these games to keep mommy and daddy happy? No. The adults in the room have to set the, just like our president, for example, the adults in the room have to set the standard. If you set a standard that is very low and don't follow through, your children are not going to necessarily be anything more than what you expect of them.
Let me ask you, Mary. Let me ask you, though. Do you recall the era, and you may have lived this, where parents just set their kids in front of the TV, whether it's PBS, Sesame Street, The Muppets, cartoons, and you simply set them there to keep them quiet and to keep them from being underfoot, so to speak. Do you recall that era? Because now it seems we just give our kids a smartphone or a tablet and send them to their rooms. You don't see them for 8 hours.
Well, even now, that television mentality still is a part of our society. In other words, children are still being placed in these immobile, feed the brain. But in actuality, what has been shown, the data clearly shows that the longer time you spend in social media, the less likely you are to be an articulate, productive, happy person. You just are sapping away the potential of a human being when you do that to him. Humans have to have interaction. We know that from research. For example, if you take a baby away from its home environment and you put it in a hospital, those babies, like in Romania and other countries that were treated that way, they had marked psychological problems, marked distancing problems. So many of the issues that the young people are going to be dealing with for the rest of their lives are as a result of not having interactive situations with adult caring parents or parent surrogates.
Well, and can I tell and you, Mary, that's one reason why, and there's been research out on this, that young people that eat dinner with their parents around the dinner table are far less likely to get in trouble, to get pregnant, et cetera, et cetera. And a lot of that is just personal interaction with adults. And that, by the way, is not a bad thing. That is a good thing. Mary, I got to run because I got to hit the news at the top of the hour. But no. Mary's right, though. And we've got an entire generation that is growing up. And they're struggling, and they need service dogs, and they need safe zones, and they need, to be told by their college administrators, oh, you don't have to take your finals or your midterms because you had a traumatic experience electing Donald J. Trump as the 45th president of the United States. That makes no sense at all. Coming up, a new trend that we have spotted. They don't seem to want to defend Roe v. Wade, in the Supreme Court, where right now they are at a disadvantage. But liberals have found a different way to deal with this, and they're doing it state by state. And some of the bills that are coming out, in my view, promote infanticide. And there's just no other way of putting it. We'll get to that. Melissa Clement will join us from Nevada Right to Life. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up live and local now. I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.